their second turnover of the ball game. And then, so actually, yes, I beg your pardon there. It was not one turnover in the first quarter, and then the second turnover on the Ponies came in the second quarter on the interception by Colin McGregor of Tyson Mortimer. And then the Storm would take it in from 59 yards out on the third rushing touchdown of the half for Jason Lindgren. Extra point was good by Kasprovich, and that made it 35-0. Ponies would then punt it late, but a miscue by the Storm, they would fumble it and recovered. Would be recovered by Potacek, and the Ponies would again have a chance. They started at the Storm 36 rather, and would just come up short, drive it 31 yards, and run out of time at the Storm 5-yard line, and that is where we sit at halftime. First half numbers, Blaze Potacek, 7 carries, 25 yards. Thomas Jones, 1 carry for 1 yard. Tyson Mortimer, 7 carries, 13 yards. Again, he added some negative yardage on the sacks and a couple of fumbled snaps as well, which he covered up, but then he got 20 yards on that last run to get him up to 13. And then the leading rusher for the Ponies, 39 yards on 9 carries for Connor Marcel in that first half. And then Mortimer, 4 pass attempts through the air with no completions and 1 interception. And then now for the Storm, running the football, just 5 carries for Lindgren, but 74 rushing yards and 3 rushing touchdowns. And then McGlynn, a couple carries for no yardage on the rushing attack, but passing for McGlynn tonight has been successful as he has completed a total of 4 passes tonight, 4 for 10, excuse me, for McGlynn. So just 40% on the completions, but they've been good ones as he's got a total of 71 yards through the air and a touchdown pass. But again, they nearly had one pass intercepted by Blaze Potacek. He had a chance at it, but just off his fingertips. And then on the ground for the Storm as well, Colin McGregor, 3 carries, 27 yards. James Peterson, 5 carries, 41 yards, and a touchdown. And then also 7 carries, 30 yards for Michael Jacobson to round out the numbers for the Storm in the first half. And the Ponies as well. And again, the biggest thing is on the scoreboard. Each team, 2 turnovers apiece, 4 penalties on the Ponies, 1 on the Storm. But again, the Storm finishing their drives and capitalizing on Pony miscues. Ponies have had a couple of good drives, but to then just stall late, especially their last one, which they had a good chance to get points on the board to end the first half. And now the Ponies, it is key for them as they'll get the football to start the second half of play, and they'll have to set the tone early. Down 5 possessions. But still time, again, a full half to go. We'll see what happens when we come back. And welcome back here to Jay Sorensen Memorial Field in Argyle, Minnesota tonight on the half of 2020 Parents Night here for Stephen Argyle Central in their first home game of the season. As just game number 2, they're 1-0 on the season after a 36-14 win at Nevis last Friday. And again, the Ponies playing their first game of the season here tonight after having a game canceled last Friday, which would have been a home game against Clearbrook-Gonvick, but unfortunately they were not able to get that game in, and maybe they'll try to make it up if they have the chance, but of course, time will tell. We just play it week to week in this weird year of 2020. Kicking away, Kasprovich back deep, Jones and Potacek here for the Ponies. And away we go, left to right. Potacek will field it on 2 hops here at his own 18. Fumbled it for a moment, gets it back. Now Potacek trying to get any kind of running room up the middle, and he's brought down at his own 26-yard line, maybe the 27. We will see on the spot here. And again, the Ponies get it here at their own 26. Here to start this second half of play. The first down and 10, see what the Ponies are able to do to start this second half in a big hole on the scoreboard. First and 10, here's Potacek running to the right, now cuts it upfield. Potacek finding some good running room off of one of his blockers on the far side and turns nothing into something. So a good run there by Potacek on first down up to the 31, a gain of 5 for Blaze. Potacek now with 30 yards on 8 carries tonight. Brings up second and five for Warren Alvarado Oslo at its own 31. And again, they toss it. Mortimer keeps rolling to the right, and he's brought down way in the backfield here, helped up on the play by Lindgren. And he's brought down for the sack as Mortimer just could not get away from the pressure. And he's brought down back at the 24, a loss of 7.
Loss on the play. It'll bring
as Mortimer was looking for something downfield, but nothing was open, and the pressure was there. And now on the sideline, here for the Ponies, I believe, is Mercil. So third down, they give it to Podacek again, and he's brought down way in the backfield. As Podacek brought down back at the 20-yard line, good pursuit up front by that Storm defensive line. And a lot of bodies there to make the stop of Podacek, a loss of 4 on the play. So it started off a good drive there for the Ponies, but then went nothing but backwards, losing 11 yards in those last two plays. Fourth down, they punt it away, and a line drive kick spiraling towards the sideline gets a good pony hop up to the 47-yard line, and that is where Jones will touch it down here for the Ponies. So the Ponies go 3 and out to start this second half, and the Storm will take over with 9:50 to go in the third quarter. Here in Argyle tonight, leading 35-0 on our Pizza Hut scoreboard.
Storm take over in Pony territory at the 47.
So first down and 10. Here for the Storm now at the Pony 47. McGregor and Lindgren the wings again. Peterson, the fullback in the backfield. And they'll give it on a sweep to the right for McGregor. Blockers in front of him. McGregor tries to cut it upfield and crosses the 45 near the 40 on a good first down run by Colin McGregor.
He will get about 7.
And they spot him down at the 39-yard line.
Make that 8. It's
second. And an 8-yard run for McGregor. Now up to 35 yards on 4 carries tonight. Second down and 2 now for the Storm at the Pony 39. They give up the middle to Peterson once again. And James Peterson, good running room up the middle, drives his way forward and has enough for a Stephen Argyle Central first down. Up to the 33-yard line, a run of 6 there for Peterson. Up to 47 yards on the ground on 6 carries. As Peterson had a rushing touchdown in the first half from 32 yards out. First down and 10. They give it to Lindgren on the sweep left. Breaks off a 1. Has blockers in front. Cuts it back. Lindgren inside the 20. Inside the 15. And finally brought down inside the 10-yard line. Just keeps those legs churning. And now a first and goal situation for the Storm.
Run down inside the 10 to about the 8.
So Lindgren marked down at the 8-yard line. And a run of 31 for Jason Lindgren. So first and goal, Storm at the 8. And they give this time to Jacobson, running off the left side. And Jacobson will get a couple here on first and goal. And Mercil, who was on the sideline for a moment, comes back in now on defense for the Ponies. He makes the stop. And Jacobson will get a yard here on first down. Second and goal, Storm now at the 7. 8:33 and counting left in quarter number 3. 35-0 the Storm lead here in this game tonight. And Lindgren on a sweep left, and this time the Ponies are there as they read it beautifully on the far side, is coming in from that left side.
I believe that was Mercil.
And Mercil coming in to make the stop. And so no gain for Lindgren. On second down, Lindgren crossed the century mark, 105 yards on the ground on seven carries with three rushing touchdowns tonight. And third down and goal. McGlynn fakes the handoff, throws, touchdown on the right side to his tight end, making the catch, Colton Paniak. And Paniak with his second catch of the ball game and his first receiving touchdown. 8 or 7 yards out. On the play to Paniak, second passing touchdown tonight for McGlynn. Makes it 41-0 Storm. And now Kisprava, John, for another extra point, which will be his fifth attempt of the ball game. High snap, Lindgren gets it down, line drive kick, it is up, and it is no good, wide to the right. 7:47 to go, Storm, tack on more. It is now Stephen Argyle Central 41, Warren Alvarado Oslo nothing. Drive kick here by Kisprovich. Potacek lost it for a moment, but gets it back and returns it up to about the 28-yard line here for Warren Alvarado Oslo. And that is where they will begin their next possession. Here was 7:41 to go in quarter number three here from Argyle tonight. Well, the Pony offense back on the field. Trailing big, looking for some positivity on offense, and they get a good run here on first down. It is Marcelo off the left side, cuts it back upfield, breaks another tackle, and he's finally wrestled down inside the 41 of Stephen Argyle. A great first down run by Marcel. He's earned that one today as he has been running hard with not a lot of real estate to work with. Finally gets some space. And he turns it into a big one. 31-yard pickup there for Marcel. now up to 70 yards on the ground tonight on 10 carries. First and 10, Mortimer, design keeper off the right side, cuts it upfield. Tyson Mortimer still on his feet, finally spun down inside the 37-yard line. And a run of four on first down for Mortimer. Second down and six here for the Warren Albert Oslo Ponies at the Storm 37. On the move here. And second down again. This time it's Potacek. And Potacek on a halfback cut up the middle and gets up to the 35-yard line. And Potacek brought down by his shoestring there. Otherwise, he might have kept running as he had some space there for just a moment. So a 2-yard pickup for Potacek. Petrzewski brings him down. Third and four. At about the just outside the 35-yard line here for Warren Alvarez Oslo. Potacek split back wide to the right. Mortimer rolls to the right, gets away from one, throws, intercepted on the left sideline. As he was looking downfield, Potacek was wide open, and he was trying to find Jackson Winteravage, and he's intercepted for the second time tonight. So Peterson comes away with the interception here for the Storm, the second pick for the Storm defense tonight. First down and 10. They split it out wide to the right here on a toss sweep here to McGregor. And McGregor getting some good yardage up to the 40. A run of six there from the starting field position of the 34-yard line. And a 6-yard carry there for McGregor.
A 6-yard carry.
Brings up second down and four now for the Storm at their own 40. And second down, Storm slowing down the tempo here a bit with a big lead. And McGlynn gives it up the middle. This is Peterson once again, and he's tripped up, but not before he picks up first down yardage again. So he's brought down, tripped up by Nathan Sedlacek on the play.
47-yard line.
As Sedlacek rotates back in on defense here for the Ponies, first and 10. Here for the Storm after a 7-yard pickup for Peterson. Lindgren in motion, they fake the toss, throwing out left pass, caught by Paniak. Breaks off a one tackle, spins his way forward, and he's brought down inbounds, and a late flag comes in at the tail end of the play. As Kobe Otero was one of the players in on the stop there to take down Paniak, a pickup of 8 yards on the play.
Foul against the Ponies.
And Paniak now with his third reception of the ball game.
Late hit call.
And a late hit is the call at the tail end of the play.
Ball is spotted just outside the 30 and a first down.
They're on the Ponies. So that'll move it up inside the 30. First and 10, McGlynn rolling left, throwing, pass caught by Peterson over the middle, and he's brought down immediately here on the far side by Kobe Otero. And that was the fifth penalty on the Ponies tonight. And now the Storm move the football up to the 22-yard line, a pickup of 8 on the play for Peterson from McGlynn. Now with 13 pass attempts on the night and 7 completions. Second down run here is Jacobson trying to back his way downfield. And he's brought down just crossing the 20, and that will be enough for a first down here for the Storm. Right at the 20-yard line.
Enough for the first down, however, just inside the 20-yard line.
So 3:54 and counting left to go in quarter number three. So far, 6 points on the board in the quarter between the two teams. Went to the Storm, and the lead at 41-0 and looking for more. And McGlynn gives it off near side. McGregor on a sweep to the right side. McGregor cuts it back and just is marked out of bounds as he stepped out of bounds inside the 3-yard line. A good run from McGregor of 17. And that sets up a first and goal for the Storm now at the 3-yard line. So first and goal, Storm now at the 3. In motion goes Peterson. McGlynn rolls to his left, throws. It is caught for the touchdown. Brandon Kroll with his second receiving touchdown of the ball game. From 3 yards out, the third passing touchdown of the ball game. Now for Zachary McGlynn. Makes it a 47-0 score. And again, the second receiving touchdown for Brandon Kroll tonight. Kasprava John for another extra point. This one is up, and it is no good. Wide to the right. 3:31 to go in the third quarter from Argyle. The new score reads on our Pizza Hut scoreboard. Stephen Argyle Central 47. Warren Alvarado Oslo, nothing. And welcome back. Thomas Jones fielding the kickoff and returning it up to about the 32-yard line here for Warren Alvarado Oslo. And they'll start at their own 32 here for this next possession late in the third quarter. A 47-0 lead for Stephen Argyle Central. First down and 10. The give left side here goes to Jones, and Jones backs his way forward here trying to pick up some extra yardage late, and Jones with a pretty good first down run crossing the 35. And they'll spot it at the 36, a run of 4 for Thomas.
Gain of 4.
Second down and 6 here for Warren Alvarado Oslo, moving right to left here to the end of this third quarter. And Mortimer once again gives to his up back and met right in the backfield. Petrzewski makes the stop along with a few others. Coming up with the football here was Aiden Anderson, but the runner was down, Blaze Potacek, and he's brought down for a loss on the play.
Loss of 2.
Back to the 34-yard line. So Potacek loses 2 on the play. Brings up 3rd down and 8. Here for Warren Alvarado Oslo. Splitting 2 wide receivers out to the right. Potacek in the slot. And Potacek on the right side moved early on the play. And that'll be a false start on Warren Alvarado Oslo. Their 6th penalty of the ballgame.
Penalty.
So it's him and Winorovich on the right side. So now it goes to 3rd and 13 here for the Ponies. With 2:02 and counting left in quarter number 3. So 3rd down and 13, Warren Alvarado Oslo at its own 28-yard line. Trying to pick up a big first down here as Mortimer gives it off near side and running hard. Marcel up the middle, and he'll get up to the 35. A pickup of 7 here on 3rd down, but well short of the first down, because it'll be 4th and 6 now for Warren Alvarado Oslo. Marcel now 11 carries, 77 yards on the ground to pace Warren Alvarado Oslo tonight. Checking out now is Hunter Kasprovich. Back into punt here for the Ponies, Rodriguez.
Ponies will punt it away.
And getting a high punt, a short punt inside the 50. Takes a good pony bounce. And knocked out of bounds in the Storm territory at the 44-yard line with 1:05 to go. So 1:05 to go in the third quarter. Here from Argyle tonight. 47-0 Storm lead on our Pizza Hut scoreboard, and they'll come back out here. Again, starting from their own 44. So first and 10, Storm. At their own 44. McGlynn under center. In motion goes McGregor on the play. The give up the middle goes to Jacobson, and Jacobson plows ahead for a pretty good gain on first down up to the 47-yard line. And a gain of 3 for Jacobson. Ten carries tonight for Michael Jacobson. A three-headed monster in the backfield for the Storm. And actually make it 4 with you count Lindgren, McGregor, Peterson, and Jacobson. And in motion goes Peterson. Second down run. This is Jacobson again cutting it upfield off the left side. And Jacobson close to first down yardage. He'll be short by about a yard. It'll bring up 3rd and 1. And that will likely be the end of the third quarter here with clock winding now under 10 seconds to go. And actually 3rd and 2. Because they spotted at the 48 instead. So Jacobson, a run of 5 on the play. And that is the end of the third quarter here from Jay Sorensen Memorial Field in Argyle, Minnesota tonight. After 3, Stephen Argyle Central 47. Warren Albert Oslo, nothing.
Come back, 3rd down and 2, and up the middle on the carry here was Jacobson, and no gain on the play. Rodriguez. And that'll bring up 4th down as Noah Rodriguez brings him down for no gain. So 4th down and a couple here for the Storm.
Fourth down and a long one here from the 48-yard line, as they say. And the Storm back deep to punt here is McGregor back deep to return. Thomas Jones here for the Ponies. And McGregor gets it and punts a nice spiral kick, angling to the right sideline and out of bounds. And it'll angle out near the 20-yard line at 11:03 and counting left is again running time for this fourth quarter as the Ponies will take over at their own 20-yard line. After a pretty good punt there by Colin McGregor. So the Ponies start from their own 20-yard line for this next possession. Back on the field, Mortimer under center. 1st down and 10 here on this next possession. And they toss it out to the right, and Jones tripped up in the backfield. Good play, Aiden Anderson, the sophomore defensive end, making the stop there for the Storm.
And it'll back the Ponies up 5 yards.
And a loss of 5 on the run for Jones. It'll bring up 2nd and 15 now for Warren Albert Oslo, back at its own 15. So 2nd down and 15 here for the Ponies. Trying to get something going here late. And now breaking a tackle was Jones. And Jones nearly was stopped for a big loss, but gets away from it. So Jones breaks off of an initial hit and gets up to the 17-yard line to get 2 back on the play. And it'll bring up 3rd down and 13. Here for Warren Albert Oslo. 9:22 and counting left here in the ball game. Opening game of the season for the Ponies. And second game of the season for the Storm. So
So third and 13. Mortimer takes the snap, gives off Jones. Toss to the left. Jones stays on his feet and is run out of bounds. After a pretty good gain on third down, will be short to the first down. And he'll be marked out at about the 23-yard line, a run of six for Jones. And another punting situation upcoming here for Warren Alvarado Oslo. Backed up at its own 23 on fourth and seven. And a high snap. Rodriguez gets it down and away and punts it nicely down the left sideline, angled out of bounds, away from McGregor. And then the Storm offense will come back onto the field, and they'll have some reserves coming in here. Here for the Storm is now at quarterback will be Mason Raminski. The backup quarterback this season for the Storm. Also coming in, Nicholas Wingy, freshman running back. Here for Stephen Argyle Central, Spencer Whitman now also in the game for the Ponies. Senior defensive lineman on the right side, as Peterson just subbed out now for the Storm. And now Aiden Anderson also coming in at running back. Here for Stephen Argyle Central. And Jaden Kasparovich, I believe, is another one. Started on defense, but getting some time on offense now. First and 10, the handoff up the middle and cutting it up on the play is Riley Clausen. Clausen, a junior running back here for the Storm.
And he'll get
getting his first carry.
On the carry.
And Clausen will pick up about three on first down. That'll bring up second and seven here for the Storm. Starting this possession at the Pony 46. And second down, they give it, and tripping and stumbling up the middle here is Clausen, but diving ahead, getting some more yardage. And he'll be spotted at the 40.
And it'll bring up third and about five.
So third down here for the Storm, right at the 40-yard line. Is Clausen able to get a few more on the play? Clock just over 6 minutes to go here in this ball game tonight. So third down and fumbled snap on the play. Ball is still loose on the field. And the Ponies come up with it. So a turnover force here by Warren Alvarado Oslo is coming up with the football was Kenny Johnson on the play. Johnson also a player who just checked in, sophomore defensive lineman. Third turnover on the Storm here in this ball game. Each team now with three.
Instead of a Friday night game, it's homecoming. October 24th, Saturday at 1:30. Timeout taken here by the Ponies.
And now the Ponies will take a timeout here with 5:32 to go. And they'll get the ball back at their own 41 when we come back after this Earl's Market timeout.
KKDQ FM 99.3, Thief River Falls.
And welcome back here in North Country 99.3 is first down and 10 run for Sedlacek on the far side. And
that was number two.
And Sedlacek picking up some pretty good yardage on first down. And a flag came in as well, a block in the back against Warren Alvarado Oslo. So from the spot of the foul, it'll just be moved back
the 10-yard
from that spot back to the 35-yard line. So basically a 6-yard penalty here on the Ponies, their seventh penalty of the ball game. First and 16 now for the Ponies as Mortimer tosses to the right and on the carry here.
Handled nicely by the Storm.
Is Sedlacek again. It's Sedlacek this time brought down for negative yardage this time. Good pursuit by that backup defensive frontier for the Storm, is checking out of the game now. Juan Martinez. Tyler Tonkin in as well. And also William McGlynn on the field now for the Storm, just trying to get to all the different players in there. Demetrius Olberg and Carson Safransky on that interior line. Some backups as well on offense for the Ponies. Mortimer stays at a quarterback. Second down and 18 on the carry this time.
Up the middle.
Here for the Ponies, on trying to get a side. Number here. It was number 60. Running the football, Lawrence Mata.
That one, Braden Nordling.
And Nordling brings him down. That's Braden Nordling on the stop for the Storm. So Mata on the carry. And he'll pick up a couple here on second down. So third and about 15 or so here for the Ponies at their own 35. Clock under third, 3.5 minutes to go. And now Mortimer rolls to the right, and he's going to be brought down on the play, trying to get away from the pressure, and coming in, Logan Nordeen. Logan Nordeen and Tyler Tonkin in on the stop here. I think Nordeen had the first crack at it, and then Tonkin brings him down for the sack, and that'll bring up fourth down. And long here for the Ponies, a loss of four for Mortimer. And Rodriguez to punt it away here again. And gets a snap, gets this one away. End over end punt, and no one back deep. Storm will just let this one bounce, and Thomas Jones,
nobody back,
as well as Jackson Winteravage, will down it for the Ponies here at the Storm 26-yard line. So the second string offense for the Storm coming back in against the Pony defense here. Some a mix of starters and some backups in for the Ponies on defense now, as mentioned. So each team going to their bench here a bit here to end this ball game. So the Storm at their own 26-yard line. After the punt is still in a quarterback, Mason Rominski, a senior quarterback, the backup this year to the senior Zachary McGlynn. As the Storm line it up here, first and 10 from their own 26. In motion goes Nicholas Wingy. And the handoff goes to Clausen. And Clausen will pick up, actually, I think lose a yard on the play. So Riley Clausen loses a yard back to the 25, second and 11. Here for the Storm on this possession, the likely final possession of the ball game.
Ball is right at the 25.
Here with just a minute 17 and counting left in this fourth quarter at Jay Sorensen Memorial Field in Argyle tonight. A pretty good crowd on hand, getting as many people as are allowed into this sports stadium or facility, I should say, here today in Argyle. And now second and 11 here for the Storm. And I think the ball came loose there, and trying to see who has it. Looks like the Ponies came up with it. As Rominski fumbles the football on the play, and the Ponies will get at least one more crack on offense here. With the fourth turnover on the Storm today. So the Pony offense back in. Here with 24 seconds to go in the game and counting. And they'll get one play here potentially. And now in a quarterback for the Ponies, Adam McIntyre, freshman quarterback to back up Mortimer. First and 10, they give it to Mata running to the left, and Mata is brought down, and the clock will hit zero here for this one, and that will be it. Final score from Jay Sorensen Memorial Field in Argyle, Minnesota tonight. Stephen Argyle Central Storm 47, Warren Alvarado Oslo Ponies nothing.
And welcome back to Argyle as we send it down to the field. We have Tommy with Victoria's head coach Ethan Marcus. Tommy?
Thank you, Chris. Yeah, we're down here with Ethan Marcus, head coach of the Storm, as they improved to 2-0. Big win in their first home game of the season. Parents' night tonight, a pretty celebratory atmosphere. Storm running at 47-0. And Coach Marcus, I know your guys had a comfortable lead there at half. You were hoping that they could, you know, tighten some things up and continue to build off of that in the second half. Did you see what you wanted to see in those final two quarters?
Well, I think there was, you know, here and there, it's a fast fourth quarter, and maybe don't get to see as much as you would like, and then all of a sudden you get the younger guys a chance to play as well. So we've got plenty to work on, and I think our group could be a good team. We've got to keep our focus on going forward now. That was a real good win for us over a rival team, and one that we should enjoy, but we're going to start looking forward here and get ready for a tough stretch ahead.
Absolutely, and that first half, especially when your starters were in, I thought you guys mixed it up good with a run and pass, and obviously a couple of fumbles there late, but overall, offensively, it seemed like you kept their defense on their heels.
I thought so. It was nice. You know, we got them out of their five front, which they like a lot, and it felt good. It felt good to pass the ball a little bit here. I thought the guys settled in a little bit, so it was a nice night. We'll see what the final numbers are.
And on defense, the Ponies did have some decent field position at times. They had some big run plays, but ultimately, you keep them off the scoreboard. You do get a shutout, and a lot of big stops, particularly on third down, forced them into a lot of punting downs.
I thought it was a pretty good effort defensively, especially toward the end there. We had some young guys step up and make some nice plays, so that was real great to see.
With that, having that first game under your guys' belt, this being their season opener, how much of a factor do you think this maybe played into this game tonight?
Well, I think anybody would say a first game is a tough one, so I'm sure that's a bit of a disadvantage for them. You know, you could look at, well, the film and all that stuff, but I would say you're probably better to play a game first, and it probably is an advantage for us. So I'm sure they've got some capable players, that's for sure. They've got some big kids and strong and quick, and they'll win some football games, and I think they'll be a decent team.
Yeah, well, Warren Alvarado Oslo ended Stephen Argyle's season last year, and this time the Storm delivered with a big home win over their rival, the Ponies of Warren Alvarado Oslo, again winning at 47-0. That's head coach Ethan Marcus. Coach, congrats. Go enjoy it. Good luck down the road.
Thanks a lot for having us on.
I appreciate it. There's Ethan Marcus of the Stephen Argyle Storm. Big win for his guys, 47-0. Chris?
Thank you, Tommy. Again, Ethan Marcus, obviously happy with the final result as the Stephen Argyle Storm come away with a 47-0 victory here tonight. We will take a break. We'll be back, see if we can get Coach Miska. It looks like the Ponies might have hit the bus already, but we'll see if we can get them. If not, we'll be back after the break here, and we'll take a look at the game stats and our scoreboard update. That's all coming up next. The final score from Argyle, the Stephen Argyle Storm 47, and the Warren Alvarado Oslo Ponies, nothing. Well, welcome back to Argyle as we send it back down to the field. Tommy is with Warren Alvarado Oslo coach Miska. Tommy?
Yeah, thanks, Chris. Ben Miska here with us as Warren Alvarado Oslo gets ready to go back home after losing here in Argyle 47-0. And, Coach, obviously a disappointing result for your guys, obviously. But this second half, we talked about, you know, that mentality of nose to the grindstone, never give up. No quit from your guys, it seemed like.
Yeah, no, they came out and they played solid the second half. We wish we would have done a few things different the first half, and obviously football is a simple game. You block, you tackle, and you win the game up front, and they outplayed us up front on both sides of the ball.
Not to make, obviously no one would say this is an excuse, but how much do you think it helped the Storm just having that one game under their belt as opposed to you guys opening the season?
Oh, it's an odd year. I mean, most years we have a scrimmage and we'd have a first game and you have that set up, but there's no excuses. You got to go out there and perform, and we didn't tonight.
Moving forward, obviously you'd like to put some points on the board, but other particulars, what are you hoping that this team can improve on in the days of practice leading up to your next game?
Well, I think the big thing is keeping our defense off the field. If we can get a drive that's sustained and move the ball a little bit more successfully than we did tonight, that's a big piece of the game. And then the other is turnovers. It's a simple game, like I said. We got to control the ball a little better than we did tonight.
You guys did come up with a couple of fumble recoveries, but ultimately not quite enough as Stephen Argyle wins it 47-0. Well, Coach Miska, good luck the rest of the year, and we appreciate your time today.
Yeah, thank you very much.
There's assistant coach Ben Miska for the Warren Alvarado Oslo Ponies as they will go home and try to reset and build toward their first win as they fall in their season opener tonight here in Argyle, 47-0. Back to you, Chris.
Well, thank you, Tommy. As we take a look at our stats now, first for Stephen Argyle, We'll just go in order that I have them written down here. Zach McGlynn had one carry for 1 yard. James Peterson had 8 carries for 64 yards. Michael Jacobson had 11 carries for 29 yards. James Lindgren had 6 carries for 100 yards on the nose. Colin McGregor had 5 carries for 50 yards. And Clausen had 3 carries for 6 yards. All in all, 34 carries for 250 yards rushing for Stephen Argyle. On the passing department, McGlynn was 8 of 14. He was 4 of 6 in the first quarter, 4 of 4 in the third quarter. So pretty impressive numbers there. And he was 8 of 14 for 98 yards passing. The leading receiver was Kroll with 3 receptions for 47 yards. Paniak had 2 receptions for 20 yards. And then Lindgren had 1 for 15. Peterson 1 for 9. And Jacobson 1 for 7. And 71 yards receiving in the first half, 27 in the second half for a total of 98. 250 yards rushing, 98 yards passing, 348 yards of total offense for Stephen Argyle. For the Warren Alvarado Oslo Ponies, they had Blaze Potocek, 12 carries for 34 yards. Thomas Jones, 5 carries for 7 yards. Tyson Mortimer, 7 carries for 17. Connor Mercil had 10 carries for 67. Sedlicek had 2 for a loss of 4, and Mata had 1 carry for 4 yards. It was 125 yards rushing for the Warren Alvarado Oslo Ponies. They were 0 of 4 passing with 2 interceptions and no yards, obviously, with the 0 for 4 stat. Total yards, 125 yards total offense for Warren Alvarado Oslo. Stephen Argyle, they had 348. And that is a look at our stat. One more thing we want to run through the scoring in the first quarter. Stephen Argyle's James Lindgren scored on an 8-yard run. The Jade Kasparovic kick was good, and it was a 7-0 lead. Just less than 2 minutes later, with 3:20 left in the first quarter, James Peterson scored on a 32-yard run. Kasparovic's extra point kick was good. It was 14-0, Stephen Argyle. And then less than a minute later, it was Brandon Kroll on a 5-yard pass from McGlynn. The extra point kick failed, and it was 20-0 at the end of the first quarter of play. In the second quarter, the Storms strike twice. It was James Lindgren with 6:53 remaining in the half on a 12-yard run. Lindgren also ran the 2-point conversion, and it was 28-0 lead for the Storm. 3:07 remaining in the first half, James Lindgren scored on a 57-yard run. That was his second touchdown of the game. The extra point kick by Kasparovic was good, and it was all Stephen Argyle, 35-0 at halftime. In the third quarter, 7:47 remaining, Colton Paniak scored on a 7-yard pass from McGlynn. The extra point kick failed, and then Brandon Kroll, he scored with 3:31 remaining in the third quarter on a 3-yard pass from McGlynn. The extra point kick was good, and that's where we end, with a score of 37-0.
And now we'll go right into our Hefty Seed, or our Northern Garage Door Player of the Game. Well, one nominee for the Ponies tonight, got to go with the fullback, Connor Mercil. Tonight, when he had running room, he made it work, but even though he didn't have running room for the most time, he made defenders work to really bring him down. He had 11 carries for 77 yards rushing tonight. So the junior fullback, Connor Mercil, of the Ponies, gets one nominee tonight. And then for the Storm, Jason Lindgren. Only had 7 carries. That's all he needed, because 105 rushing yards, 3 rushing touchdowns tonight. For Jason Lindgren on the ground. And I thought Zachary McGlynn played a good game tonight as well. He's going to get the other nod. 3 passing touchdowns, 8 of 14 for just about 100 yards passing as well. So McGlynn and Lindgren for the Storm, Mercil for the Ponies. Who will it be? Find out after this message from Northern Garage Door of Thief River Falls. And welcome back here on Parents Night 2020 for the Stephen Argyle Central Storm, as they defeat the Warren Alvarado Oslo Ponies 47-0 here in Section 8 9-man football in Argyle tonight. Again, your nominees, Connor Mercil for the Ponies, Jason Lindgren and Zachary McGlynn for the Storm here this evening. As Lindgren picked up 3 rushing touchdowns tonight, and McGlynn threw 3 touchdowns tonight. It's a tough one, but I'm going to go with Zachary McGlynn tonight. I think, Lindgren did create some good things running the football, but McGlynn as well on offense throwing the football. I thought he did a nice job finding his receivers and giving them some open space, creating it for them really downfield and throwing the football with precision tonight. So I'm going to go with the senior quarterback, Zachary McGlynn of the Stephen Argyle Central Storm. Three passing touchdowns here on the evening. And went 8 of 14 for 97 yards passing. And again, catching those touchdowns, it was two receiving touchdowns for Brandon Kroll, as he would pick up 8 yards receiving tonight as well. Actually, 46 yards receiving on three receptions. And then also a couple receptions for Colton Paniak as well, as Paniak would end up with 28 yards receiving and a touchdown as well. So again, congratulations to the senior quarterback and defensive back, Zachary McGlynn of the Stephen Argyle Central Storm. You are the Northern Garage Door Player of the Game. Marcus and his staff on the win here today. And again, congrats on a fine effort for the Ponies. Again, it doesn't look good on the scoreboard for them nonetheless. But either way, first game of the season, Storm had a game under their belt to their advantage. And the Ponies, of course, without their head coach, Tony Gullickson, and their starting quarterback, Gavin Gullickson, makes a big difference. Mortimer stepped in tonight, did all he could with what he had for time. But again, the Ponies fall to 0-1 to start their season. Storm move to a perfect 2-0. For all of us at Thief River Falls Radio, I'm saying so long. I'm Jameson St. Germain here from Jay Sorensen Memorial Field in Argyle, Minnesota tonight. Enjoy the rest of your night, everyone. I want to do the victory dance.